Members, please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted? Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll. What? Senator Fahrenkamp, have you voted?
I've blocked it now, sir.
Add Senator Fahrenkamp's name to the... Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senators Eliason, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Sackett are excused from the call today.
We stand at the invocation.
Let us pray. Creator God, we give you thanks for the seasons, for the warmth of spring after the cold of winter. We rejoice in the renewal of the earth with its green growing grasses, shrubs, and trees, sprinkled with the multifold colors of many flowers. We thank you for sports which give exercise to the body and inspiration to the spirit. We rejoice in the Iditarod dog team race and in the girls' state basketball tournament. Sometimes we wish that life were more simple, like basketball. You aim and shoot a ball, it arches in the air and then either goes through the hoop or does not. But our modern civilized life is extremely complicated and must sometimes appear to some outside observer to border on insanity. Give these senators a sense of balance in the arena of politics. Preserve both their sanity and ours in this present game of life. Help us to be courteous in losing and generous in winning. At all times, assist us all to play according to the rules and practice good sportsmanship. Inspire us to high ideals through that perfect player of the game of life, one Jesus of Nazareth, your special divine son. Amen.
You have the floor, Senator Helfrich.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests? No, it is. With some apologies. Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 60th Legislative Day.
And floor, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the Journal for the 60th Legislative Day be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Ziegler.
Yes, Mr. President and members of the Senate, we have two of our esteemed colleagues from yesteryear with us today. I've served with both of these gentlemen, and I can attest to the good things they did for our state and for the great and abiding love they have for our state. Not necessarily in any particular order of priority, but I think I'll call upon former Senator Clifford Grove first to stand and be recognized. Cliff? Again, with apologies to Senator Grove, we now come to the pièce de résistance, as it were. The gentleman next to Cliff Grove, I'm sure, is known to you all. He is John Butrovich, a 30-year member of this body when he retired a few years ago. At the time of his retirement, his recollection serves me in terms of longevity of state legislators. He was number five on the all-time list throughout the United States. And if it can be said that I know anything about the legislative process, which is arguable, I grant you that, I learned all of it from Senator Butrovich, a magnificent teacher. And if you'll bear with me a minute and let me reminisce, when I first came to the territorial legislature in 1957, we operated for a biennium on $36 million, and we were known as the Spendthrift Legislature. And John has always been quite active on the finance committees, and it was a great day for Senator Butrovich, Senator Ray, and myself in September of 1969 when we got $900+ million. And the then President of the Senate appointed the three of us to serve on a special monetary and investment committee. And we labored long and hard and diligently, and we finally passed in the Senate a predecessor to the permanent fund as we know it today, if you remember this, Senator Ray. And we tried to put $500 million of it in the bank, but we finally got it through the Senate in the form of $300 million. And you know what happened to it when it got to the House. It went kerplunk. And Speaking of the investment drill that we went through, Wally Kubley, whom you all know, and some other governmental types had toured the country extensively at a cost of $27,000 to interview financial honchos at this institution or that institution. And when the three of us were appointed, we sent out letters to all these people saying, please come and see us. It cost us $11. And they all came. And I can't help but look at Bill Ray and John together and think of some of the good times we had. There was a silver-haired Irishman who had quite a twinkle in his eye from some financial institution in Boston. And Senator Ray was not heckling him, but he was needling to say, what kind of a return can we expect on our money if we give you $300 million or whatever the magic number was? Can we get 15% annually? And this little Irishman looked at Bill and he said, Senator Ray, sure, if I knew where I was going to die, I'd never go near the place. And so anyhow, I welcome both of our guests today. And in my personal opinion, John Butrovich was awarded the Man of the Year, the Alaskan of the Year Award a few years ago in Anchorage. And I would say that, in my opinion, it should have been the Alaskan of the Century. Welcome.
Senator Butrovich, you have the floor.
You know, it's real nice to be back here after 5 years and to greet all you people and Madam Secretary and my friends here in the gallery, I hope. But when I was sitting down on the floor where Senator Kernkamp is, the majority leader and the President of the Senate were always hammering me down for talking too much. And I learned my lesson well. And so I know you have plenty to do. I feel awfully good about seeing Senator Groh here this morning. I felt kind of like a fly in a bottle until he walked in. And then I began to feel real comfortable. And I know a lot of you chaps don't know Senator Groh and I very well, but maybe, hopefully, speaking for myself, I hope to get better acquainted with you. And the old timers, Senator Ziegler, Senator Ray, Fergie, Brody, you, Mr. President, I guess that about covers the members on the floor that I had the honor to serve with, and believe me, it was an honor, and I thought we had solved a lot of the problems when I pulled out of here 5 years ago, but I realize now what you have facing you, and all I can say is I certainly wish you the best. Thank you.
That was the man that got my vote for governor in 1958. I want to know, are there any messages from the governor?
Message of March 17. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House CS for CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 7, Resources, relating to the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska. Legislative resolve number 5. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
We have no communications today.
The reports of standing committees?
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reconstruct and upgrade the Petersville Road in Matanuska-Susitna Borough, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Mosh, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Kurtula, Gilman, and Fakes. SCR 5 has a further referral to Finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, encouraging the upgrading and resurfacing of the Old Glenn Highway from the Kinnick River to the Matanuska River, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Kutula, Gilman, and Fakes. SCR 6 has a further referral to Finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, encouraging the extension of a four-lane highway from the south end of Ecutna Flats to the Palmer-Wasilla Y, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Kurtula, Gilman, and Fakes. SCR 7 has a further referral to Finance. The Transportation Committee considers Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, requesting that the Farm Loop Road in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough be upgraded, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Kurtula, Gilman, and Fakes. SCR 9 was referred to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 101, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute, and due pass, a majority due pass, with a letter of intent. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, signed due pass with letter of intent, signing due pass for Senators Paul Fisher, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 101 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 162, making supplemental and special appropriations for capital projects, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and due pass, signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, and Fakes. This committee substitute will not be available until late afternoon. This has no further referral. Senate Bill 1.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 25, requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and due pass. Signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, and Rohde. HJR 25 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 118, Finance, Brown and Grizzly Bear Tag Fee for a Resident, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority due pass, signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. House Bill 118 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 198, amended, membership of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, the Alaska Legislative Council, and two records of the Legislative Audit Division, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, and Rohde. House Bill Number 198, amended, has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 24, assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, or emergency responder, and recommends it be countered with an amendment by the Rules Committee, signed Senator Ferguson, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Bennett. This bill does appear on today's calendar. There is a report of March 17 from Senator Dick Eliason, Chairman of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, regarding the Alaska Transportation Commission Sunset Review. Did you wish this read, sir?
Well, I wish to have it available.
This will be in the Journal.
You have the floor, Senator.
Can we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease.
Order.
Without objection, we revert to introduction of guests. Senator Ziegler.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery on the far side, I believe we have with us one of Senator Eliason's constituents. Come ahead, Patty. And were he here, I'm sure that he would be introducing this lady. She used to be a constituent of mine, Mrs. Dennis and Craig. In the gallery on my side, behind Guy Van Doren, is a lady whom some of you have met in the last few days. She's been up here as a director of the Wrangell Museum on behalf of the Wrangell and Keshakes Island Totem Pole Restoration Project, Pat Green. Pat?
Are there bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill Number 184 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Transportation Commission and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Labor.
Senate Bill Number 185 by Senator Paul Fisher, an act relating to the scholarship loan program.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 186 by Senators Sackett and Ferguson, an act relating to named recipient grants and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 187 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to investigations by and granting subpoena power to the Alaska Police Standards Council with a zero fiscal note.
Judiciary.
Those are the new bills this morning, Mr. President.
Texts to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 24 by title.
Senate Bill Number 24 by Senators Rohde, Ray, Moss, Pettyjohn, Ferguson, Josephson, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher, an act relating to assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, or emergency responder. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. Senator Ziegler signed, no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be calendared with an amendment. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Bennett. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute be, the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the committee substitute is adopted. The Secretary read the title.
CS for Senate Bill Number 24, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to penalties for assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, or other emergency responder. The Rules Amendment Number 1, on page 1, line 7, after firefighter, insert correctional officer. Also on lines 15, 22, and 29, and page 2, line 17, after the words firefighter, insert correctional officer.
To the amendment, is there a motion to the amendment? Rules Chairperson?
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee amendment be adopted.
Okay. There is objection noted. Senator Rohde has
the floor. For the purpose of the question, through the chair to the Rules Committee Chairman, could you tell me why correctional officer was inserted in the bill? There, it's been suggested that's already been covered, and perhaps there's some additional information that the rest of us didn't have.
The Rules Chairman wishes to respond. The Rules Chairperson has the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Through the chair to Senator from my colleague from Anchorage, the correctional officers wanted to be listed specifically by title and name. There was an opinion at the AG's office that emergency responder would cover them, but because everyone else was listed separately, they had also requested, and I think it's a good idea to list them separately so that those gentlemen in jails or prisons or whatever that have to respond to an emergency and are injured in that course of duty would be covered by this bill, no questions asked.
Are you ready for the question? Objection has been withdrawn. I'm unanimous consent to the amendments been asked. Amendment is adopted. Do we have a title change? Significant difference.
There's a title change with the committee substitute, very minor.
We have a title change with adding the correction officer. Need. Stand at ease, draft the title change.
There is. There is an amendment number 2 by Senator Rohde.
Please come back to order. Please read amendment 2.
Amendment number 2 by Senator Rohde, page 1, line 13. Delete knowingly. Also on page 1, line 21 and line 28. And page 3, line 2, delete knowingly.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move amendment number 2. Before I discuss that, perhaps since we're in second reading, I could ask the chairman of the Judiciary Committee to explain the Judiciary Committee substitute. That might help all the members as they look at the amendment.
Motion is to adopt the amendment 2. Senator Ray, you have floor.
Just a brief summary of it. Under the existing law, an assault on a police officer, firefighter, or other public employee engaged in responding to an emergency is treated like any other assault without special regard for the greater vulnerability of these emergency responders or the greater potential harm in interfering with the performance of their duties during an emergency. The committee substitute believes that providing stiffer sentences for assaults on emergency responders in the line of duty will deter such acts and will less help prevent the serious, often disabling injuries which their correspondingly high public cost, which were described by the many witnesses who testified before the committee. We had several witnesses who told us of their circumstances and what had happened to them. The committee substitute provides stiffer sentences for assault on emergency responders in the line of duty, and it also grades the offenses according to the seriousness of the injury suffered by the emergency responder.
Senator Ray, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, through the chair to Senator Ray, if he could explain it on a section by section basis, because it basically changes the nature of the bill.
The Judiciary Chairman wishes to respond.
Well, Mr. President, I'll answer any specific questions. If any senator has anything specific, I'm sure that a veteran of legislative duties, such as the Anchorage senator, can read and understands it. If he has a specific question, I'd be more than happy to answer it.
Senator Rohde, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I won't rag Senator Ray on. I'll go ahead and explain it.
That's unnecessary, Senator Rohde. If you wish to act within the karma of the body, please don't do that. I'll run through
very briefly and explain the sections, because there's been a significant change, Mr. President, between the original bill and the committee substitute. The committee substitute starts out with felonies have to consult the statutes, but it starts out with felonies and provides an additional two-year aggravating factor in our presumptive sentencing system. I think, Mr. President, that's the reason that I've added the word knowingly, and since I have moved the amendment, perhaps the best thing to do is go ahead and discuss that. Mr. President, the amendment that you have before us will essentially require that knowingly be taken from the requirement for an offense. The question raised is whether someone who commits an offense against a police officer, such as firing into a group of people where an officer is arresting a suspect, should be protected. Under the language that we have before us in the committee substitute, that conduct would not be knowing conduct, because there would not be a specific intent to hurt the police officer. And it's a significant problem. I know the police officers in my community are opposed to the word knowingly being placed in there, because it really protects reckless conduct, which is one of the items that this bill would seek to reduce. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ray, do you wish to speak to the
amendment? Yes, Mr. President. That's a simplified version, and naturally, my learned colleague understands that you can prosecute a person who fires at random into a crowd under the regular assault charges. This is to take care of people who knowingly and willfully and directly assault an emergency responder. And we felt that their penalty should be stiffer than the ordinary assault cases that will take place in a group action.
Would the Secretary of the Senate read the amendment?
Amendment number 2 by Senator Rohde. On page 1, line 13, delete knowingly. On page 1, on line 21, and on line 28, delete knowingly. On page 3, line 2, delete knowingly.
Motion has been to adopt the amendment. Did you seek the floor, Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, just a brief rejoinder to my distinguished colleague, formerly from Kluckwan. The amendment would essentially prevent reckless conduct from being excluded, which it is under the Judiciary Committee version of the bill. I've talked with the people that I represent in the community, as well as the Anchorage Police Department. They are opposed to the word knowingly, and I think you'll find that most police officers around the state, because it doesn't protect them or any of the other emergency responders or firefighters from reckless conduct, and I would recommend to the body that we remove that word.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, this matter was discussed at some length in the Judiciary Committee with the Department of Law people. We had testimony from the Anchorage Police Department and several other police departments from around the state, and I would oppose the amendment.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the amendment be adopted? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Amendment fails. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
The absence of further amendments? Senator Ray.
There are no other amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to committee substitute for Senate Bill 24 as amended be considered and grows to advance to third reading, place, and final passage.
Objection so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 24, Judiciary amended, an act relating to penalties for assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, correctional officer, or other emergency responder.
Senate Bill 24 is before you for discussion and debate. Ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 24, shall it be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Does any person wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 excused.
Senate Bill 24 has passed the Senate. There are citations. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation honoring close-up students by Senators Ferguson, Sackett, Mulcahy, Gilman, Strzelewski, Moss, Brody, Paul Fisher, Halford, Ferencamp, Vic Fisher, and Representative Adams and Fuller, and all other members of the House.
Senator Ray.
There are no, no corrections, Mr. President. I move that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I'm a little slow. I'm sorry, Senator Ray. Why can't we show this one as being sponsored by all other members of the Senate? I would so move and ask unanimous consent.
No objection. So ordered. Senator Ray.
If there are no other amendments to the citation, I move that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the citation has been adopted. Takes us this morning to unfinished business. Items under unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings, announcements. Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Monday, March 21st, the Governor's Budget Office will give a briefing at 8:30, the Finance Chamber. On Thursday, March 24th, Senate Bill 161, an act making an appropriation to fisheries industrial technology, will be taken up. On Tuesday, March 22nd, committee substitute for Senate Bill 19, acting making an appropriation to the University of Alaska for student housing and land acquisition will be taken up, 9 a.m.
Senator Rodney.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Elias and the Labor and Commerce Committee, will hold a public hearing tomorrow in Anchorage at 9:30 in the morning at the Legislative Affairs Office on Senate Bill 154, the local opt-out provision.
Give the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, the Senate Resource Subcommittee on Fisheries will be holding a meeting March 24th at 3 p.m. in the Butchovich Room. We'll have before us SB2, an act relating for the licensing exemption for commercial fishing vessels 24 feet or less, SB52, an act relating to the licensing of commercial fishing and providing an effective date, SB 180, an act relating to herring stripping and providing an effective date, and CH for HJR 19 relating to U.S. or United States observers on foreign fishing vessels.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Committee will meet today at noon in the Belts Room for the purposes of countering Senate Bill 173, which is a capital projects bill. We will have a public hearing at that time if any legislator wishes to come before the committee one last time before we calendar the bill.
Senator Moss, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, we will have a meeting immediately upon adjournment of the Special Committee on Agriculture in the Butrovich Room. It will be a teleconference meeting. If we're not in session in that meeting by 11:30, we'll probably cancel that particular meeting for today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, you have the floor, Mr. Finance Chairman.
Brief at ease.
We'll be at ease. Welcome back to order. Rules Chairperson, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I made a mistake on the number of that bill. It's Senate Bill 162 that the Rules Committee will be looking at noon today. 162, the Capital Projects Bill.
You have the floor, Senator Helfrich.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we return to introduction of guests?
We will. We'll return to introduction of guests. It's appropriate that we have the guest sitting next to Senator Butrovich this morning.
It certainly is. The Senate is doubly or triply honored today to have Fred Malkatons with us, who came to Alaska in 1935, first settled in Unalakleet. He gave his first exhibition in 1962, as I understand, which is now in the Westward Hilton. In 1981, he was named the Artist of the Year. He's in Juneau for 5 days for an exhibition that starts at the Anderson Gallery. I think we certainly should all welcome Fred Malkatons.
We welcome you here. We welcome you here also, Ms. Hayes. The announcements, further announcements?
Mr. President.
You have the floor.
I ask unanimous consent that I would be excused from the call of the Senate on March 21st and 22nd to attend a regional meeting in Kotzebue.
Not objection, so ordered. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, today at 3 in the Belts Room, Senate Resources will be continuing their work on Senate Bill 151, an act relating to the Regional Resource Development Authorities.
Further announcement of committee meetings. Are there items under special orders? I do have an announcement. The governor will run, I believe it's tomorrow at 11 in the Glory Hole race. Proceeds from providing funds per mile for this race go to worthy charities in this area. Senator Ferguson has already placed money on the governor, $1 a mile. That's not too bad. Senator Fakes has upped it to $10 per mile. Jason, Richard, Jenny, and Anna of my office are all contributing $5 per mile, I see. And I'll join Senator Fakes or the speaker, whomever puts the most per mile. Now you can really hustle the speaker and break me. We are hoping that the senators will contribute to the governor's making the whole race per mile, and the sergeant of arms will take your names and amounts that you may wish to contribute. It goes to a very, very worthy charity in this area. Are there further items? You have the floor. For $10 a mile, you have the floor, Senator.
If anybody will give me 4 bits, I'll run out for a mile.
And stay. No takers? No takers? Move that we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, March 21st.
Adjourn.